Are you familiar with a book called Starship Troopers, the novel?
I mean, I know that there is the novel.
Halfway through the book, Heinlein reveals that the soldier in question is black.
Well, I know there's another one called The Pickup by Charles Willoughby, where you find out in the last sentence that the character you've been following is black, and it explains a lot of behavior. Yeah. I don't know Starship Troopers, but I knew The Pickup.
It's interesting because this is the second book in a row where you're hitting stuff that a cool idea that someone has done before that you didn't know about at the time.
I sure didn't know, and I was sure I was going to come across others because I don't think there's not anything new about that idea. And I was curious how people would respond to it, you know, if I would get in trouble for it or if I would, it would make people think.
Did you go back then and rework that first part to, you know, with the ants, let's say, to make it that if somebody went back and reread it, they'd know they were black?
Yeah. I mean, I've had some readers tell me that they absolutely knew she was black and all the characters were, but not very many.
Well, from Pearlie.
I had actually picked her name originally because she was a white character, but I picked her name from an African-American graveyard in Kentucky because I liked the name. And then when I realized, I have to tell you, it all came together. You know, when I realized she was black, I thought, well, that's why she can't move away. This is why she's trapped out here. I even gave her the right name. It just started to all make sense.
And at that point, you realize that Buzz is white, which was not, I mean, at that point, I'm going, well, what color is he?
Yeah, you don't know who anyone is. And it made more sense for me because I felt like I had started down a road where there's sort of these, like the gay characters, you could start to feel too bad for him in a way. And then you realize he's a white man asking something outrageous of a black couple. And it changes the power dynamic. And I liked that. It took it out of a typical realm.
And then at the end, the other revelation, which is, of course, that he stays.
Yeah, that her husband stays.
I guess that's obviously your family history, too. But did you always know he was going to stay?
I always knew he was going to stay. He always did in the story, but it changed utterly her feeling about it. At first, it was that it was utterly a tragedy that her husband would stay and not leave with this man. And I never liked that. Even though, personally, I would think he should have left with this man, I preferred the ambiguity of her being happy that he stayed and him being satisfied in some way with that life made it much more complicated what the relationship was.
It also has a subtext, which is how Sonny, the son, is going to deal with all of this.
Yeah, because he doesn't remember any of it.
There's something going on with his parents that he will never perceive.
Yeah. Well, and that's how I felt about this family story, was that, you know, when you don't know the story, there's something going on that you always feel as a kid, as a member of this family, and you don't get it. And when you hear the story, you finally get it. It was like, oh, Grandma wasn't crazy. She was just trapped. And Grandpa wasn't crazy. He was maybe gay, you know, like, oh, I get it. No one was crazy. They were just hard.